we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships. I'm looking today at the topic, how does television influence our children? One of the areas of greatest concern to many parents is that of television violence. I'm sure that many of us have read accounts of some child who has been tempted to kill or torture some neighborhood child because of watching a television set. And while this may not be the normal response of a child to a TV program, the possibility is always there that something of this sort might happen. Recently, there have been several studies that have focused on the possibility, and the results have been interesting to those of us who work with young people. One research team at Stanford University's Institute for Communication Research found that youngsters show heightened aggression after exposure to television shows depicting violence, but that the effect decreases as the children grow older. Professor Donald Roberts said that children as young as 5 years old apparently do not understand motivations and consequences as they're presented in current television programs. He went on to say that about the third grade, they understand about half the material they're tested on. From this age on, there is steady improvement in understanding, such that 12th graders understand almost all the content that they're tested on. Dr. Robert Liebert, a psychologist at the State University of New York at Stony Brook, Long Island, has been quoted as saying, "I believe that the most reasonable conclusion is that there is a link between television violence and aggressive behavior for the majority of normal children. The data show no evidence that only a minority is influenced." A 2-year, $1 million study by 12 scientists, sponsored by the Surgeon General's office, concluded that violence on television could lead children already prone to violence to behave more aggressively. The committee made 3 major conclusions in their report. First of all, they felt that there was an indication that viewing violence on television could cause aggressive behavior. Secondly, this aggressive behavior would occur only in some children who were already predisposed to be aggressive. And finally, parental explanations about the program and whether the children regarded the program as real or fantasy made a difference in the response. Dr. Jesse Steinfeld, formerly the Surgeon General of the United States, stated that this study identifies a causal connection between violence on TV and subsequent aggressive behavior by children. Now, I'm not suggesting today that all violence is caused by television, nor am I suggesting that all television causes violence among children. But I am pointing out to parents that television may cause their children to become violent. The studies show that smaller children, preschoolers, or children in the early grades of school are much more likely to adopt aggressive behavior than our older children. And this fact should be one of concern to all parents, especially we parents who know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. For it's during those early years of life that a child is most likely to spend several hours each day in watching the television set. And it's also during those early years that the character and attitudes of a child are being firmly set into place. This means that parents do not dare allow their children to watch TV in an uncontrolled manner. It means that we must monitor their television viewing. In short, it means that we parents must be involved with our children, involved to the extent that we can keep them from acquiring undesirable habits of aggression. We can do this, of course, by trying to control their television viewing. But far better, we can do this by orienting them to know Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord, and then by guiding them to adopt a Christ-centered viewpoint toward life. This is your challenge as you train up your children in the way that they should go. You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.